It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman finds a creepy shrine to Nicolas Cage hidden under her house.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate. Also, congratulations to Brandon and Lindsay. They qualified for the Seahawks versus the Niners. Kevin, you're welcome, by the way, just out of curiosity.
Thank you, Vikings.
Okay, you're welcome. I just want to make sure you knew. I mean, you know, put your game up and you're more than welcome. Otherwise, what was it? You had to DJ Rick's birthday party if the Niners are better than the Seahawks.
I mean, we got a lot of season still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, take the wins.
But right
where you
now,
get
we're in the lead.
Yeah. Also, real quick, the best part of the weekend, I wanted to pass this on. Let's see. Dan went camping in Thompson Falls over the weekend. Did you see Sean? Dan?
Oh, I hope he did.
Dan. I got a call from Kathy who went to Thompson Falls.
No way. Wow. I didn't know that was like a major tourist attraction, but I guess it is. And also to Andrew, you and your wife are brave people. They bought a fifth wheel over the weekend. They're going to move into it with their three kids, their three dogs, and a baby on the way and travel around the country. So enjoy. Oh, wow. And I would approve of pictures sent to the text line say, hey, we're now in Tennessee. And here's what it looks like or something. You know, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. I mean, it's during school right now, so obviously they're taking care of the school part for the kids or
unless
whatever.
Unless they're under school age.
If you're taking, how many? Three?
Three plus one on the way.
In an RV.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy.
And that's something.
That's a lot.
It is. Yeah, it's it's plenty.
I was enjoying chatting with one of my nurses at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He is a traveling nurse.
Oh, yeah.
And but he actually signed a fairly long contract in Spokane. And so they were living in a house. But he said, normally we're just in our 48-foot or 45-foot, whatever it was.
Yep.
It was big.
Yeah.
Fifth wheel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, what do you tow that with? Because the RV is expensive.
Yep.
Then you've got to tow it with something. And he goes, well, what I found was it's a lot easier to just pay a company
to tow it. Yeah,
from
sure.
One spot to the next, put it where you're going to be, and call it good.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
And he goes, plus, if anything happens, it's on their insurance.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, yeah, that's really smart. I didn't know people did that, but that makes some sense to me.
That's what Emma's husband did for a very long time.
Oh, just hired someone
No, he didn't hire anybody, but he was a traveling nurse with a trailer, but he had already had a truck, so he didn't have to go the opposite way of, dang it, I got a trailer, yeah. Now what do I do? He had the truck first, then had the trailer. But yeah, we talked about that too with him, like, hey, why don't you have somebody else move it? But, you know, he's like, eh.
Yeah, if you have the truck, I guess it
right.
It all kind of works out.
Makes sense, yeah. Though, if you don't. It makes total sense. Genius, actually.
I was on the phone with somebody who used to work on our show. His name is Sean Timothy Widmer, aka
right.
Slim. And he was on the phone with me in the hospital that night when the guy was in there. And so he was like, you know how he is. He's like, what's this dude's name? What's up? What's he do? Blah, blah, blah. You know, asking 20 questions with this guy. And he was answering him. He was having a good time with him. And then he goes, yeah, we just kind of travel around in a 45-foot trailer. And he goes, wow, why don't you get some tires and wheels for it? And that's how long the pause was in the hospital.
What the heck?
Where I was like, wait, what? And then he goes, 45-foot?
I get it.
That's a lot of feet.
I get it.
You should get wheels or tires.
Oh, boy. That's...
Should we hit him with a gong?
Yeah, I feel
and
like, yeah.
Oh, it's, yeah. I mean, Steve, yeah. I know it's not up to your level of comedy, but it was just, it was too much for my hospital brain.
Like, whatever, bro.
Yeah, so I'm now going to do that. That's going to now be my line for anybody who says, oh, I've got a 30-foot trailer. Really? How many tires?
How much are the shoes?
Yeah. That has to get expensive. Going through shoes like left and right.
Hey-o.
Finally today, I bring you this one. 16-year-old Eric Kilborn Jr. from Goodrich, Michigan. Do we have a problem?
Houston?
I don't know. Do we?
I don't know. I heard a geez and a old happy giggle box over here.
I think that was just leftover from the foot and shoe, the jokes.
Yeah, it was leftover laughs.
Yeah, just leftover.
Okay, I was just making sure we didn't have a problem.
Oh, I need to clarify. Apparently, I said my son-in-law was a nurse. I mean, he's a respiratory therapist. That's my bad, in case they're listening on the app from Paris. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to let him know how incredibly helpful that department wasn't.
Correct.
Everybody else was great at my stay, but that was the one department I was a little mad at. 16-year-old Eric Kilborn Jr. from Goodrich, Michigan, has secured a spot now in the Guinness Book of World Records for two remarkable achievements. One, he holds the record for the largest feet on a living teenager. Size 23. As a 16-year-old boy. That's massive.
Dang.
He also holds the record for the largest hands that measure 9.15 inches.
Wow.
I was trying to decide which way it goes, and then I looked at my hand and thought, well, it doesn't matter.
It's got to go palm to...
no matter how it goes, it's gigantic.
Yeah,
9.15 inches.
I got looks like seven, a little over 7.5. So yeah, 2 inches more is a lot.
Huh, seems like it would be way more than that.
It does, actually.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we're not doing it right.
Yeah, let's say the other way.
Although it does say the average adult male, I was just looking
this up.
Oh,
the other way, I have 9 across the side like that, so I don't know if that's...
I said, what is the average adult hand?
There you go.
For a man. And it says here, between 6 and 7.5 to 8 inches, depending on who measured.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Not a butter guy.
Okay, no butter.
You're not a butter guy?
Uh-uh.
When did that happen?
I've never been a butter
guy. Probably at birth, I think.
I mean, do I like butter? Yes.
Kevin James.
I just don't eat it ever. Yeah. Like, I never have it in the house.
Oh, man. You don't know what you're missing. No. Well, you probably do. You're missing butter.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Kevin, final story time. What's up?
Well, and to defend my lack of butter, I would like to say one thing. The one time I know I will get butter, or like just one cube of butter or whatever, is if we're going to have corn on the cob.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
I will get it then. That's like the one time I'm like, wow, you got to have some butter for that.
Or mayo.
Never done it, Jay, but I think I would like it.
We tried it at the fair, didn't we, Steve?
Oh, I didn't have any of that.
Oh, man.
But rave reviews, like it, though.
What did you say, Steve?
What did I say?
Great reviews?
I said rave reviews.
Rave reviews, yeah. No, it was very good, yeah. I was surprised. It's one of those things where you hear about it, and then you go, that sounds terrible, and then you eat it, and you go, no, it's not.
No, it's not bad.
I don't think that people like share recipes that taste terrible. I just think any time now, again, I'm a relatively finicky eater. Not like Steve, but, you know. No one is. But I mean, if someone is like, oh, you need to try blah, 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 and you hear the ingredients and you think to yourself, unless you absolutely just can't tolerate one of the ingredients, you should in the back of your mind think, well, that's probably pretty good. Otherwise, why would they be telling me about it?
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Could be something like, you know, maybe it's seafood and you just don't like seafood.
Sure.
Then, okay, that makes sense. But yeah, you're right, Jay. Most people aren't giving you bad recipes.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, this is so good, and they're telling you, like, that sounds terrible. Well, again, it probably does sound terrible, but I'm going to guess if you go in with an open mind, you might like it. Back to you. Yeah, something you should try once, Steve, just for fun.
Nah.
I think my sister-in-law, Steph, is going to deliver some corn this week out of their garden.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, things are going crazy.
I imagine.
Last week, she brought me a cucumber bigger than Steve.
Wow. 4-foot cucumber is big.
It was big, and I just said, God, I wish this was a pickle.
Huh. Never happy, Kevin.
I was very happy, Jay. I was very happy, but wouldn't it be cool to have a pickle that big?
I mean, it would be, I guess.
Yeah, it's just
hard
like,
to refrigerate, but yeah.
It was an awesome... Well, you're not refrigerating a pickle like that.
I guess you're cutting it up, probably. You're not going to eat it.
You're eating most of that right away.
4-footer. Dang.
What are you...
Okay.
On what? What are you... Huh?
You just eat pickles, Steve. Sometimes you just eat pickles. Steve, you're not a pickle guy, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I'm not feeling well, Steve. I'm really having trouble with some of the things you say. Like, what do you do with a pickle? Yeah, you eat it. Do you know people just pick up and eat pickles? No. And it's one of the best snacks you'll ever have.
It is a great snack.
If you have little mini cucumbers or, I mean, mini pickles in your fridge.
Uh-huh.
You do about 3 or 4 of those. You got a piece of cheese in there. You can roll around one.
So great.
Cheese. Who's doing that?
Oh, who eats cheese?
No. Pickles and cheese.
Who's doing that?
Yeah.
I would guess a lot of people.
Yeah, America.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I do think it's popular.
Is it? I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Yeah. Well, you just don't eat pickles at all, right?
Correct.
I'm putting it on the poll. Have you ever had pickles and cheese as a snack?
That seems just not natural.
I will answer yes.
The consistency.
What goes naturally with a pickle?
Nothing. I mean, you wouldn't have a pickle.
He just can't get past it.
He just does not do pickles. I get it.
Oh, man. It's good.
When was the last time you tried one, Steve?
Oh, it's been a minute.
Yeah, sometimes your taste buds change, man.
That is so
true. Not for that.
You'd be surprised.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I
mean, you might be surprised. Maybe it's a little early for you because you're like... I don't know, 18 or whatever you are, but sometimes
that is true. I used to not like mustard, and now I do.
See,
so
Steve,
that's a great and a pickle's basically mustard.
Well, I will say a pickle goes very, awesome with mustard. I'll say that.
It does. Sure. Yeah. Mustard goes great with cheese,
right? So put a pickle. Here's what you do. You take like a Wheat Thin or a Triscuit. Cheese, boom, right there.
Uh-huh.
Pickle, boom. You know, one of the hamburger chips. Mustard.
See, Jay, I like to skip the Triscuit and just use the piece of meat. So, like, if I have
you could do meat,
a piece of ham or whatever.
I'd just go with pepperoni.
I mean.
It's hard to
argue. I'm never going to say no to pepperoni.
No, you can't. I mean, who would? Well,
I do think that the vessel,
the carrier,
for the pickle and all the other stuff you want to put in there is really nice with a piece of like lunch meat or whatever that's that right size.
I see. But no cracker, huh?
I mean, listen, there's nothing I wouldn't eat.
Hey, you do you, bro.
There's nothing
a
I wouldn't
pickle?
Eat. Is the
what
that's the biggest proclamation I've ever heard you say. There's what nothing I wouldn't eat.
What do you do with a pickle? Eat it, Steve.
You know what? That's the new T-shirt right there.
Eat it, Steve.
Oh, man.
I think you're going to end up liking pickles, if I had to guess.
You'd guess wrong, but okay.
Oh, man. Okay. That's it. I'm bringing them in.
I'm not eating them. Enjoy your pickles. Enjoy all your pickles.
What would it take to have, like, one pickle chip?
I mean, not much.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't even make you sick or anything,
No,
right?
It's not like we're making you eat gross food.
Well, I could be allergic. You never know.
Okay.
You don't think so? My brother always said he was allergic to mustard because he didn't like it.
So that's how he got away with not eating it?
Yeah,
what were your parents? So your parents didn't ever have mustard or they never?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah. He got over it, though. Yeah. He likes mustard now.
It does seem weird being a Chicago kid and not liking mustard.
That was, it's a big thing,
Yeah, that had to be weird.
Yeah.
Well,
he'd get over it, though.
I'm sure he was one of like 4 people in the entire city.
Probably.
What are you doing with a pickle? I don't like mustard. They're like, get out. Go to Minnesota.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't have any...
animosity?
Well, that... I almost was going to use a bigger word.
You that were going to use a bigger word.
No, animosity is a pretty big word.
Is disdain? Disdain a word? Well, disdain.
Kevin James.
One of them is, and one of them is not.
Excuse me, wrong word. Or stain? What is it?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, the pickle talk on the text line's insane right now.
The pickle talk.
No, they gone pickle
it's
crazy.
It's all I want.
Yeah, they're just pickle crazy. Everybody gone pickle nuts. I only see one person that's a hater.
Is it me? Did I text in?
Nah, Jason has said they're gross, but yeah.
Thank you, Jason.
Other than that, everybody else is smart.
Oh. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Rude.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Steven, how are you?
Hey, doing well, guys. You?
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate you asking. How was the weekend?
Great. Cougs won.
Cougs won. Yeah, that was fun. That was a good game, too. I enjoyed it. Were you bummed because it wasn't the stereotypical Apple Cup, or you just won the game because you want to keep the rivalry alive?
A little bit of both, but it was fun being in Seattle watching the game, and yeah.
Oh, you got to go to the game. Wow. Awesome.
Nice. Even better.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right, well, let's do a little beat the show here. It's family is the category of the seven questions. Who would you like to challenge today, Steven, me or Kevin?
Yeah, Jay, let's go with you today.
All right, dude. Good luck. See you in about a minute, okay?
Sounds good.
Kevin, you have to keep track in there. Just make sure you got your stuff ready, okay?
Oh, sure. I got my fingers and toes out.
See you in a minute.
Sounds right. All right, here we go, Steven. Great name. Name one of the siblings that were in the band Perry.
Perry? Pass.
What network did Keeping Up with the Kardashians air on from 2007 to 2021?
Seven, I know this, Bravo.
Who's the creator of Family Guy?
Seth MacFarlane.
What is Nemo's dad's name in Finding Nemo?
What? I'm sorry, say that again?
What is Nemo's dad's name in Finding Nemo?
Shoot. Pass.
Who is the current host of Family Feud?
My gosh. Pass on this one.
How many children were in the Brady Bunch family?
Six kids.
What actor?
And the Family Matters, it's named Steve something. I can't remember his last name.
Okay. What actor plays Greg in the 2000s movie Meet the Parents?
Ben Stiller.
All right. Let's get Jay back in here, waving my arms like a crazy person.
Who hates pickles.
Yeah.
Where are you at on the pickle and cheese front there, Steven?
Combined? No, but pickles are good. Cheese is good, but not combined.
Not together?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I don't hold it against you. You still like pickles. I mean, you just... I don't mind the non-pickle, unless you're talking about like a sandwich, maybe, I'm assuming.
Well, yes, but I've seen it where you have like they shove a slice, like a thing of cheese inside pickles.
Ooh, yeah, that's the wrong ratio, I feel like.
It's always about the ratio.
No, ratio's important. I'm telling you. In food, it's all about the ratios. Write it down. I said it. It's fact. All right, we'll see how I do, Steven. Hang on for a second. Oh, by the way, Beat the Show, brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. And thanks to them. We appreciate them. Also, Steven playing for a $25 gift certificate to Indaba Coffee Roasters. That's a nice chunk. We appreciate them. All right, I'm ready, Steve.
Okay, here we go. Name one of the siblings that were in the band Perry.
Kimberly. Her note is it still on the wall?
I don't know.
I think it might still be on our studio wall. Okay. Well, she had laryngitis. Back to you.
What network did Keeping Up with the Kardashians air on from 2007 to 2021?
Oh, God. Don't know that one. I'm going to say E. I don't know.
Who is the creator of Family Guy?
Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah.
What is Nemo's dad? What is Nemo's dad?
What was that, Kevin?
I'm just proud of you, bud.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What is Nemo's dad's name in Finding Nemo?
Oh boy. Albert Brooks. I can't remember what the character name is, though. Anyway, pass, I guess.
Who is the current host of Family Feud?
Steve Harvey.
How many children were in the Brady Bunch?
Six.
What actor plays Greg in the 2000s movie Meet the Parents?
Ben Stiller. Yeah. After the buzzer.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stop before the buzzer.
Dang it, the Nemo dad one.
Is it Bruce?
No, Bruce was the shark, was it not?
Hello, Bruce.
Yeah, I think Bruce was the shark.
I just remember them everything being Bruce all the time.
Dang it. Why can't I remember that?
We'll get there.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. It is a shame.
I feel bad.
Here we go. Question number one. Name one of the siblings that were in the band Perry.
Yeah, the only one that matters was Kimberly. She wrote a note that said she couldn't talk one time. We kept it forever. Yes. She was like, oh, sorry, I have laryngitis. I'm looking now, Kevin. I think it might be gone off the wall.
Yeah, I think it did, yeah.
I think it just fell off the wall one time or something, and yeah.
Mm. Kimberly was one, Reed and Neil.
Oh, yeah, I remember them.
Her brothers, of course.
Right, of course, yeah.
Yeah. 1-0, Jay takes the lead, I believe,
wow.
Right?
Oh, wow, okay, all right.
What network did Keeping Up with the Kardashians air on from 2007 to 2021?
I bet a lot of people yelled at the radio, and I'm sure I probably got it wrong. I don't know the network. I never watched the show, but I still should probably know the network. I said E. What did Steven say?
He said Bravo, I believe.
He said, yeah, unfortunately, I know this. It's Bravo.
Oh, wow.
It's actually E.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad I'm wrong on that. I never watched it.
Oh.
Attaboy.
There you go, Steven.
Who is the creator of Family Guy? Well done, Jay. That was an excellent guess.
Yeah.
Who's the creator of Family Guy? I believe both of you said Seth MacFarlane, right?
They did.
Yeah. Seth MacFarlane is correct.
3-1.
Very nice. What is Nemo's dad's name in Finding Nemo?
I still can't get it. Did Steven get it?
Can't think of it, huh?
Nope.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It is a tough one. Marlin.
I don't think I'd ever got it.
Yeah.
Dang it.
That is a hard one. Who is the current host of Family Feud? Steven said Steve something, and you said Steve Harvey,
Steve
I believe.
Something is a great answer.
Yeah. So technically he's right.
Yeah, half a point for half a name.
Yeah, Steve Harvey is the correct answer.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
What's the score, Kevin?
Yeah, he's been there a minute, but you know what? He's still real, real good.
He is, yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Jay, you're winning.
Thank you, Kevin.
How many children were in the Brady Bunch family? Again, both of you, I believe, with the same answer of six. And,
is that wrong?
No, it's very right.
All right.
Oh, good.
Ooh, that scared me. Wasn't it 3-3? Wasn't it 3 boys, 3 girls? I mean, I remember the little tic-tac-toe thing, for crying out loud.
I was going to ask who was the oldest member, but I felt like that was too hard.
Ooh,
so.
It's got to be Greg.
Oh, maybe it wouldn't have been too hard.
Wasn't it Marcy?
Marcia? Was Marcia older than Greg?
No, it was Greg.
Oh, it was Greg. Okay, yeah.
But both good guesses, so I guess maybe that wouldn't have been a hard question. Okay, all right, good to know. What actor plays Greg in the movie 2000s movie Meet the Parents?
Yeah, I was after the buzzer on that one.
But Steven got that right and said Ben Stiller.
Oh, man.
So there you go.
What score, Kevin? Is that the last question?
Yeah.
Did I get
it? That was it.
Oh. What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah? You didn't keep score.
Well, I did because you were winning, and I thought it was all going to be fine. I thought he got the last one wrong because I didn't hear his answer, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Oh. It was kind of at the buzzer type of deal.
Right, yeah.
And he
said
something, but I thought it was the wrong answer.
Oh, so now you don't know what the score is.
Yeah. You did say Ben Stiller, didn't you, Steven?
I did.
Yeah.
It's tied.
Steven, hold on. I'm going to get you a gift card. I'm going to get you a gift card. Hold on, okay, buddy?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, error in scorekeeping. I don't know what happened there, but
it's a tie.
We'll give him an Indaba Coffee Roasters $25 gift card. Congratulations to him. I don't think, Kevin, did you know the Finding Nemo dad's name?
No, huh?
Couldn't get there? Gosh, nope. Dang it. I feel like that's one I should probably know. I think I've seen that movie about 500 times.
Yeah, I knew it.
Okay, Steve. The big
99.9 Coyote Country.
You probably watched it over the weekend.
I mean, it's a good movie. Huh?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Is that good for you, Kevin?
Why don't you guys just, you know what, you can figure it out. You can agree on a date.
It's fine.
Seems very excited. Seems super fired up.
We don't like doing events back to back, Rick.
Kevin James.
It's a year from now. Sleep up. Or nap up. Whatever.
Nap up.
Nap up, bro.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Nap up is good advice, by the way. Good job, Steve.
Thank you, Jay.
Yep.
Nap up,
Kevin. Nap up.
Oh, man. I have not been able to sleep at night at all, and it is it's taking its toll.
Sure, yeah. Well, it's, yeah. They say it's good for you.
A growing number of pet owners are choosing to feed real meat-based diets to their dogs. In recent years, a raw pet food sales... In recent years, raw pet food sales have increased by at least 15% annually, making it now up to 25% of dogs that are eating, you know,
like pickles and cheese and stuff like that.
Real tasty food.
Yeah.
Where you make it up for them or whatever, and it's there. My sister-in-law, I noticed, was doing this for their dog.
Okay, yeah. They run a lot of ads for it. I know that.
And there was a reason for it or something. I can't remember what the reason was. But she took something out, and she opened it, and I go, oh, that smells good. What is that? She goes, oh, that's Daisy's food.
Yeah.
And I went, oh.
Have you seen that commercial where the guy likes in his man cave? Kevin, he looks like he's in a garage that he converted to a man cave, and he's, like, feeding his dog, you know, quote-unquote, real food, and... The other guy's like, "Whoa, what? That's for a dog? That's dumb!" And he kicks him out of his man cave. He's like, "I didn't like."
Oh, yes, I have.
He's
seen
bad
that.
Luck anyway, or whatever it is. He says, "Yeah."
Yes, Jay, I did see that. I didn't really realize what it was all about.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you guys? Do any of your dogs get the real dog food? Did you for a while with Maggie when she was really old, though? I thought I remember it wasn't, that you
well,
guys
there's, there was
went
times,
to cooking something.
Yeah, there was times where you had to do like chicken and rice based on, you know, whatever the scenario was. Okay. And Yeah.
Or like as a special treat or something, maybe?
No.
Okay.
No, you get no treats and you'll like it.
You'll get nothing and like
you'll
it.
You'll get no treats and you'll like it. No, yeah, Kevin, I think it was for the, I can't even remember what it was, to be honest. It was one of the ailments that she had. And you know how that is. You just see whatever you do. The doctor's like, the vet, you know, I guess doctor, vet, whatever. And give her some of this. And she'll eat more. And they were trying to put weight on her, I think, at one point.
Sure. It makes her harder to carry to the grave.
Oh, you know.
Was I on? Is my mic on?
Yeah, man.
No, Jay, the only reason I say that is because I remember the same thing with... When I was, dating
Keep
Judy.
Who's Judy?
We had broke up, but, you know, I was very close to her dog, obviously. Mm-hmm. And
you and the dog didn't break up.
The dog got very, very sick.
Yeah.
And it was one of those where she was like, yeah, this isn't good. And I was like, well, I'll help out, do whatever I can.
Yeah, up and down the stairs. And
So did a little bit of that for a while. But then it was that thing where the vet was like, you know, let's try to give him some of this, see if he, you know, can fatten her up a little bit, get her healthier. And I was like, no, don't give her anything to make her heavier.
I remember one time at a gas station. She traveled with us all the time because, you know, obviously you don't want somebody else watching your dog when they're not doing that great. And, you know, I was lifting her in and out of the truck and she's laying on the seat, the whole thing. And there was a guy at the gas station that comes up to my wife and he's like, I just wanted to say it was very touching watching you and your husband with, which I thought was very assumptive of him to think we were married. But anyway, you and your husband taking care of the dog and lifting her in and out and carrying her and holding her hips up and helping her go to the bathroom, blah, 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 blah. And the wife is behind him, like weeping, and I was like, oh my gosh. It was, I guess if you've gone through it, you kind of, you know how that is. You get it. So.
And there's nothing quite like an old dog. It's just, I mean, it gets you.
What is that?
It there gets was, you in the feels.
Somebody said that, too. If you can't smile at an old dog, I can't remember who that was, whether it was a comedian or a song or what it was, but if you can't smile at a baby or an old dog, you got some problems.
And I
was
you need to hang her up.
That's probably true, yeah. I mean, come on, man. Yeah, even I'm Steve with would you. Smile at an old dog.
That's right. Flash those pearly whites.
How'd that one sit with you, Kevin? You've been having trouble with what Steve says today. What'd you think of that one?
It was fine. But I also feel like he doesn't mean it because I don't think he really would smile at a dog.
Oh, at a dog? For sure.
At an old dog?
Oh, yeah.
Or any dog.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I walk around with people, too.
Yeah, you do. Well, that's true. He does smile at everybody. He smiles at everybody.
Yeah, an old person.
Oh, yeah. That's very true.
Yeah, I'll give him the pearly whites.
Well... I mean, sometimes you say sayings that make me think you're like 60. I've never heard a 33-year-old say, show them the old pearly whites.
Yep.
You know what, Jay? Let's just share a meal at like 5 o'clock, and we'll battle through it. Okay?
I can't eat that late.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.